squeeze, squeeze, make your booty tight, tight your booty, squeeze. Like, kick up and kick and fuck.
What are you doing?
I'm bringing sexy back.
You look like the one who killed it in the first place.
I don't know why you got to be like that. Why you just got to ruin it for me? I think you sexy.
I thought I'd never hear that.
Yes. Oh. You the sexiest pit bull I ever seen. Oh, okay, wait. What is wrong with you? Where are you two coming from?
Brianna needed new shoes, and I hate them. I wanted those designer shoes. Brianna, we've already talked about this. Those shoes were too expensive.
But everybody's wearing them.
Girl, why you got to try to wear some everybody else is wearing? You need to be original. You got to start your own thing. Look at me. I'm starting stuff.
Start some bull.
Brianna, those shoes she bought me are whack.
Well, everybody doesn't have shoes, little missy.
That's right, little missy. There's some people out there that don't even have feet to wear on their shoes. You got shoes on your feet and clothes in your back. But you, these shoes right here, these shoes are real whack.
Fine. Can I at least borrow $20 so I can meet my friends for some lunch?
No, Brianna, you can't have $20.
Please, my friends are gonna think I'm broke.
Excuse me. Okay, no. Excuse me. You have a job?
No.
No job plus no money equals broke. Zero. You broke. I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna fix you a tuna fish sandwich and some chips, and all Sasha gotta do is just give me $15. Lord.
Hey, Cora.
Hey, Mr. Brown.
Yep. They got another back-to-back-to-back-to-back episode on. Such a nasty attitude. Must be that time of year.
Mr. Brown, I'm just trying to finish this work before Shirley gets here.
Who is Shirley? One of your homegirls? What y'all going out to do, hang and chill?
No, Mr. Brown, she's coming to help me with the essay papers.
Cora, you an essay? Cora, no. I told you to leave them essays alone.
Mr. Brown, no. Essay is what you write.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and write me. Oh, Cora, I know you're busy, but we still going to the car show?
Yes, Mr. Brown.
Okay, well, that's good. Go ahead and keep on working.
If you let me finish my work.
Okay, I'm going to let you finish. You know what I want to see when we go to the car show? I want to see one of them new hybrids. The cars.
It's a hybrid, Mr. Brown.
Ooh, you got such a nasty attitude. I forgive you.
Mr. Brown, can you get the door for me? That must be Shirley.
Ooh, let me hurry up and get it, because you know you stuck up teachers. Y'all get impotent.
Impatient, Mr. Brown.
Oh, you just treat me so bad. Hello.
Hello back.
Ooh, sure looks nice outside.
Come on in, Shirley.
Hi, Cora.
Hi, I'm glad you could make it.
Wow, it sure look nice inside now.
Mr. Brown, this is my friend Shirley, and this is my father, Mr. Brown.
The pleasure's all yours.
Well, I'm pleased to make your appliance, too.
That's acquaintance, Shirley. Shirley teaches gym at the school.
Well, I'm sure...
I'm sure Jim's a lucky man.
That's Jim in class, Mr. Brown. Is something wrong with your voice?
Girl, you sure have explicit taste in clothes.
Well, I'm not as explicit as you.
That's exquisite, you two.
Yes, she is, Cora. Look
yeah,
at her. Yes.
No, Mr. Brown. Okay, well, we're going to go on in the kitchen so we can start... say. Okay, well, I'm going over in the kitchen. Grade these papers all by myself. These essays that you came to help me grade by myself.
Cover, gone, gone, bye.
Brianna, hold on a minute.
What? I gotta go to the mall. My friends are waiting for me.
Why are you walking on the back of your shoes? I paid $18 for those shoes.
Because they're more comfortable that way.
But Brianna, you're gonna ruin them that way.
Nah, ugly is ugly. You can't ruin these shoes.
Leg bones connected to me.
Oh, Brianna, I see what you're doing. You think that if you ruin these shoes, then I'm gonna buy you the designer ones, right?
What are you talking about? I'm wearing the stupid shoes like you wanted me to.
Yes, Brianna, I want you to wear the shoes properly.
You bought them. Can't I wear them the way I want to wear them?
The clavicle.
Brianna, what I want is for you to do what I said.
Fine. Fine. Ow! Ow. You know, when I grow up, I'm gonna have arthritis because of these shoes. Can I please go to the mall now?
Yes, please do while you can still breathe. Why do girls that age have to be so difficult?
The hip bones.
Will!
Baby, those shoes are ugly. For my grandmother.
Wait a second. Is that why you don't wear those shoes that I bought you?
Oh, bone is connected to foot bone.
And my foot bone is about to be connected to your ass bone.
Oh, I'll get it.
No, Carver, I got it. I get it, Carver. Sit down. I get it. I'm expecting somebody.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Is that who I think it is?
It surely is.
Carver, you here? Why, she funny them back-to-back episodes! You get it? She said, Shirley is. Her name is Shirley. And I'm...
Yeah, I didn't. I have a surprise for you, boo-boo. But you gotta keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
She got a surprise for you. Keep them closed now. Keep them closed. Keep them closed.
Ooh, is that huckleberry cream pie with freeze-dried coconut topping? Ooh, Lord!
Yes, it is, but how'd you know?
Girl, I recognize that ammonia anywhere.
Well, it's my specialty. I freeze-dried a coconut myself.
Shut up! No!
Why, if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it. This is uncanny.
Yep. I like a canny, too.
Corey, your daddy's just full of condiments.
I want to introduce you to somebody, Shirley. Shirley, this is our house mascot.
Oh, Mr. Brown.
Bruno the Bulldog.
Hi. I'm Shirley. Your name?
Edna.
Hi, Edna.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Mr. Brown, you want to take the dish in the kitchen?
Who, Shirley or the pie?
The pie, Mr. Brown, the pie.
Yeah, okay, I'll take your pumpkin.
All right, sweet pie. Okay, pudding.
Okay, sweet tart. My can of sardines.
You just make yourself comfortable.
Well, thank you, she Cora. Thank you, thank you. You know, this is such a lovely, minty antebellum home. What a lovely face. Is this one of a kind?
Oh, we have two of them.
Oh, my God.
What is
it? Oh, my goodness.
What is it?
Is it? Is the dining room table antique?
No, that thing just old.
Oh, my goodness. It must cost a fortune.
Just like I thought.
Ooh. This house is just full of treasures.
Really? You think so? Well, you know, yeah. Mr. Brown inherited He inherited the house.
Oh.
Yes, and he did all the upgrades himself.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, ma'am.
Handsome and handy.
Yeah.
You know, they don't make it like that no more.
That's because they've all been recalled.
He told me you had a smart mouth and that you was nasty. That's why he don't like you.
Let's cut to the chase, sister. What's your angle?
Excuse me?
Oh, come on. Don't tell me you got a thing for that little annoying little hobbit. Come on.
Edna! I'm sorry, Miss Shirley. Miss Edna speaks her mind.
Well, Miss Edna, it just so happens that me and Mr. Brown have lots in common. We're like two peas in a pound.
Is that so? Nice, that's so nice. That's so
disturbing.
Mm. Oh, Lord, look at the time.
Yes.
Girl, we better come on. We're going to be late for the car show.
Wait, car show? I thought we were going to the car show, Mr. Brown.
Cora, I just knew you was going because you wanted to applause me. Shirley likes stuff hot, fast, and shiny.
She also likes them little, lumpy, and full of gas.
You keep going, I'm gonna kick you out with you, your clothes, and your mustache.
Come on, baby, let's go. I don't want to miss the self-insatiable tire.
Okay. What the? Cora, the police, maybe I done something else.
Sir, do you know this young lady?
Never seen her, never heard of her. Me no speak of the English. Will, Sasha, get in here. I hope you kept the receipt so you can take Brianna back like you took the shoes back. Well, I want this done.
What's going on? Are you Brianna's parents?
We're her legal guardians. Brianna, are you okay?
Ma'am, this young lady and a few of her friends were caught stealing shoes from a boutique at the mall.
Brianna, is this true?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Sir, we'd be glad to repay any losses, anything that was stolen.
I'm glad you said that, because the store owner is expecting compensation.
How much were the shoes?
$1,296.
I'm sorry, what?
They were Ferrucci's made of ostrich with the cutest little pink bow on them. Orange heels.
You did say you'll pay for it. Go on by the Ferrucci.
Thank you for bringing her home, officer.
Here's the store owner's card. He's expecting your call. You folks have a nice day.
Thank you.
Brianna, you stealing? You gotta be ashamed of yourself. I better get out of here before I turn from a witness for the Lord to a witness of homicide.
I second that emotion.
Where you think you going? Sit down. You know, you could be in jail right now.
I'm sorry.
Sorry isn't gonna cut it, Brianna.
And who are these little friends that you got caught with?
They're just some girls from school, but you heard him. They let us off with a warning, so it's really no big deal.
Brianna, stealing $1,200 shoes is a very big deal.
But I really wanted them.
So you just decide you're gonna take them?
I tried to exchange the other ones, but that wasn't enough.
Exchange them? The shoe she bought for you were $18.
Like I said, they wouldn't let me exchange them.
You know what, Will? I am done. All right, I can't do this anymore.
She's done, I'm done.
You ain't done. Sit back down. Brianna, I don't understand. We give you love, a home, a chance to be happy, and this is how you repay us?
This isn't about you guys.
It is about us. And as long as you're under our roof, you're our responsibility.
Technically, it's Mr. Brown's roof.
Don't get smart. You know what? You better be glad Sasha and I are from a different school, because if you were my mother's child, you'd be in some serious pain right now. Just go on upstairs. You're grounded.
What's grounded?
Grounded is what you'd be if you were still behind bars with the policeman.
What? That's not fair. For how long?
Doesn't matter if it's not fair, as long as we decide. Now go on upstairs to your room.
Now! Faster! I still see you! Where do you think you're going now?
Anywhere but here.
All right, close the door behind you. The air's on.
Fine, tell Sasha I said I'm sorry things didn't work out.
Cool.
You're just gonna let me go?
If you wanna go, Brianna, go. We're sick of trying to keep you someplace you don't wanna be.
Who says I don't wanna be here?
You, by the way you've been behaving.
I'm still not used to this.
Brianna, stop it. I'm sick of your excuses, okay? I come from a broken home. Life's not fair. You know what? You're right. It's not.
You know what my mother made me do.
Your mother's not here to make you steal anymore. You walked into that store all by yourself. Now stop using your past as an excuse, because I'm not going to stand for it anymore. And neither is Sasha. You know, you hurt her.
I wasn't trying to.
See, that's just it. You don't try. You haven't truly tried since you've been here.
She really feeling bad?
What do you think? She's been making sacrifices for you and your brother, and it's still not enough.
I know. I just messed up.
Yes, you did. Hey, I made a promise to take care of my family, and I will not let anything threaten them, not even you, little girl. Now, Sasha loves you. We both do. But you need to decide whether or not you want to be a part of this family and love us back.
You like that, Shirley?
Oh, yeah, I like a lot, Brown. It matches my drapes and my walls.
Boy, that'll make a bad pair of pants. And a shirt. Shit, I was, talking to Edna early, and she said you was noticing all our fine stuff in our house and our antiques and Chris style and stuff. Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Of course. You can ask me anything, Pumpkin.
You don't dig for gold, do you?
No. I'm not a gold digger.
Oh, well, good. You're not looking for somebody to take care of you?
Well, I didn't say that. Girl likes to have somebody take care of her.
Well, if we got married, would you still keep your job at the school?
I doubt it. You know, my job at the school is just for reclamation.
Yeah. Ain't nothing like a little reclamation to keep your mind ostracized. What if I got decapitated and couldn't work?
Well, that better not happen. You need your left hand. Nothing happened to my little sugar daddy.
Sugar daddy? I knew it!
What, Brian? What?
You a gold digger.
I ain't no gold digger, Brian.
What is going on out here?
Cora Edna was right.
What?
I fell for the banana in the tailpipe. What? She's a gold digger.
No, I'm not.
What you got to say for yourself?
I'm not a gold digger, Brian. Why would you say that?
Well, you did. You noticed all our expensive things around here.
Well, I noticed them because I have good taste.
Except for men.
You know what? You just been using me as your cash cow. Clara, she trying to milk your daddy. This is gonna hurt me. This is gonna hurt me, but... You gotta go.
I don't have to take this. You're making a mistake, Brown.
Now you making a mistake, because I'm hot to death. You got to find your gold somewhere else. Bye, Sheriff.
I've never been treated so rudely. Goodbye.
Yeah, wait, Shirley. Come here. You haven't been treated rudely. Come here, Shirley.
Brown, get yourself together now.
Hey, everybody.
Don't make me cry, please.
Was that Shirley Van Owen?
Yes. We was gonna have babies. Did you know her?
No, I don't know her. But she's in all those high society Atlanta magazines.
Apparently, her late husband left her with a fortune. She's like one of the richest women in the South.
Did you say rich?
I'm sorry, Brown. I put my foot in my mouth.
Well, I'ma put my foot...